South African officials today declared the border with Zimbabwe a disaster area and warned that extraordinary measures are needed to control the rising number of cholera cases, 16,000 of which have been officially reported and 800 of which have been fatal.
The outbreak, coupled with an economic meltdown, has prompted calls for international humanitarian assistance as well as calls for Mugabe's resignation from Western leaders and some within Africa.
Head of communications at Caritas Internationalis, Patrick Nicholson, says the people of Zimbabwe are faced with total social collapse.
The situation in Zimbabwe has reached a really critical point where the whole of the state has collapsed. So the hospitals don't have any medicine, don't have any doctors or nurses, schools are all closed down, agriculture isn't producing any food, the farms aren't producing any food, the economy is completely seized up because of inflation of in billions of percent, where, you know, what you buy in the morning, if you buy it in the afternoon, costs billions more. So the whole country has really seized up, and at the same time we're seeing an enormous humanitarian crisis with half of the population, almost half of the population starving in need of food aid because there's no electricity, water purification has stopped,